Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
8:24. Well, the issue of AfriForum and this case of so-called treason, is there any basis for it? Professor Henny Strydom is a professor of international law at the University of Johannesburg. He holds a South African research chair in international law. We've spoken with him before. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I hope you too.
I am indeed. Right, let's talk about this AfriForum story. I know that it wasn't the police or Hawks who laid the charge, who initiated it, but how serious is this?
Well, I assume you're talking about the charge of high treason.
Yes.
Because lately there was another one, a potential charge of the organization being declared a terrorist organization.
Oh,
so let's start with the...
Okay, let's start with treason.
Yeah, with the high treason one. Well, I haven't come across any evidence indicating that the AfriForum has conspired with a foreign country to invade South Africa militarily and overthrow the government.
Mm.
Or that it has sold state secrets to another government, or that they are enlisted as spies for a foreign government. These are normally the facts that will, lie at the basis of a charge of high treason. And so I think it's an overzealous response to what has happened. What AfriForum has done is being done by many organizations across the world, NGOs and activist groups. And that is to build networks for their cause, and to to bring into the international arena their gripes and so on. And the other distinction that we have to make is that to be unhappy with certain policies or practices of a government, does not amount to betrayal of your country. So those distinctions must be maintained. Before actions like this are contemplated or even taken.
Do we have a legal definition of treason? I know we were talking about this one particular law case earlier today about murder. There's a very clear definition in our law of what murder is. Does treason have a definition?
Yeah, it's normally based on the common law position, and it requires that a person who betrays his country must have loyalty to the country, like being a citizen of a country, and then take action that may end in the overthrow of a government or you're undermining the government, etc. So those are the main sort of aspects that will come into play when anybody is considering a charge of high treason. And what we have seen here is very far from that. Under the apartheid government, new legislation has been adopted to broaden the categories of actions that might be considered high treason. But those laws are not relevant in our day and age anymore. So the other context in which we have to look at the action taken by AfriForum, right or wrong, is that it's actually part of a democratic dispensation, that you can air your views in this way and criticize the government. So there's a little bit of it's a different context within which charge of high treason will be considered.
And the fact is that it becomes a very dangerous area if anybody voicing a opposition to government or to policies can be accused of high treason. It effectively is unconstitutional, surely.
Exactly. That is the great danger of broadening, the application of the standard approach to high treason, as that you will silence opponents. We had enough of that in the past, and this is really something that should not even be looked at or considered in the current dispensation.
So what would we expect? What should we expect? How could the ANC deal with this? They weren't the ones to lay the charge, but we are seeing that they certainly are fueling this fire. What should they be doing at this point?
I think what they should do is to get into some kind of a proper discussion with AfriForum on their gripes, etc. And of course, the government is also free to do the same with their American counterparts, to bring across their policies and practice and to explain what is going on and what is not going on in South Africa. So, and that is the issue that should be handled at a diplomatic level, not through the courts at this point in time. So, and South Africa has already, made known that it is planning to send a delegation to the United States to discuss the issues that Mr. Trump has raised in his comments.
Right.
To try and bring across a totally different scenario. We must also not forget that it might also be that, Trump's reaction might be based on information fed to him in his own country, and that it was not necessarily, done by AfriForum. I just have to mention that, and I say that because AfriForum has denied that they fed the Trump administration with false information, and that their sort of approach to the matter was totally different. But these are issues that will, fly all over the world and the country at the current point in time until we have the true facts.
Right.
But I think that's a way for the government to handle the whole issue.
And certainly, from what you're saying, it's not through a charge of high treason. That is where we leave it, Professor Henny Stradom. Thank you, as always, Professor of International Law at the University of Johannesburg. He holds the South African Research Chair in International Law.